Section 90.
Oh, okay. Pretty close.
I There, that's better. Good morning, and welcome to our service of worship for this morning. And I'm kind of wearing a mask a little bit again. I forgot that I tucked the microphone away while I've got the mask on, because otherwise I end up being hopelessly entangled in the thing. So welcome to our service of worship for this morning. It is good that we can come into the house of the Lord. As we come this day, a couple of brief announcements. First, we welcome our guest musicians for this morning. You can't see him, but Brian is sitting at the organ, Brian Hublett, and we're pleased to have Brian back with us. And this morning we welcome Lloyd King to St. John's. Lloyd will be playing the trumpet for us during our remembrance moment and at other times through the service as well. And it's been nice to get to meet and know Lloyd a little bit over the past week or so as he's been in with Brian to practice. Lloyd had a career in the Navy and has come to us with that background and heritage, as well as his background in music. And for the last 3 years, he was in Prince Edward Island, so he automatically became my best friend when I found that out. And indeed, he knows folks that I went to high school with. So kind of an odd kismet that sometimes happens when people get together. We're also grateful this morning for Nick Cox, who prepared the memorial items that are on the north wall beneath the memorial window. And so you're invited to pause for a moment and take a look at the honor roll and the photos of those who are hung there for us today. Beginning next Sunday following worship, we have been appealing for folks who might help us augment the choir for the special music during Advent and Christmas. And starting next Sunday, we're going to begin practicing that music following worship. So if you would like to join the choir for the next couple of months as they prepare and perform music during Advent and Christmas, then please do plan to be here and to remain for about 45 minutes following worship next Sunday and all subsequent Sundays. And finally, just the special dates of the week. Session will meet on Tuesday at 7. Bible study will be on Wednesday at 7. And the worship and music committee will meet on Thursday. And I can't remember whether that was 7 or 7:30. For the small group that it is, they will remember. 7:30? 7. Perfect. Good morning, Michelle. I thought I heard a voice saying a time, and it just blew my mind for a minute. So 7 o'clock for worship and music as well, and that will be here at the church. So a full week of activity this week. The call to worship for this morning. Oh, before I do that, I haven't forgotten this in a while. We light the Christ candle as a visible sign that Christ is the light of the world and that we seek to walk in the light of the Lord. The call to worship for this morning is a responsive call and will appear before you on the screens. Let us stand as we come into the presence of our Lord and offer him our praise this day. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds.
I will be glad and exult in God. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever.
Let us come before God as we sing the opening hymn, O God, our help in ages past. The hymn can be found in your book of praise at number 330, or it will appear before you on the screens.
Mm-hmm.
Please be seated. Once more, let us come before God this morning in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are the shepherd of our souls, the giver of life everlasting. On this day, when we commemorate and commend to you those who lived and died in the service of others, we are glad to remember that your purposes for us are good, that you gave Jesus Christ for the life of the world, and that you lead us by his Holy Spirit into the paths of righteousness and peace. Merciful and faithful God, your purpose is to fold both earth and heaven in a single piece. With sorrow we confess that in our hearts we keep alive the passions and pride that lead to hatred and to war. We are not worthy of your love, nor of the sacrifice made by others on our behalf. Lord, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we come this day, we remember the kindness of God and his favor to us in our time of need. We remember the courage, devotion to duty, and the self-sacrifice of men and women in our armed forces, and the toil, endurance, and suffering of those who were not in uniform during time of war. Let us remember those who were wounded in the fight, those who fell in battle and are buried at sea or in some corner of a foreign field, and especially those whom we have known and loved, whose place is forever in our hearts. Let us remember those who were our enemies, whose homes and hearts are as bereft as ours, whose dead lie also in a living tomb of everlasting remembrance. Let us remember those who came back, those whose lives still bear the scars of war, those who lost sight or limbs or reason, those who lost faith in God and hope for humanity. Let us remember the continuing grace of God, whose love holds all souls in life, and to whom none is dead, but are alive forevermore. As we come, let us stand and remember in silence. Thank you.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved, and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
They will grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember. Please be seated. Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Teach us your ways, O Lord, and lead us on a level path. Teach us, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then we will keep them to the end. Give us understanding, and we will keep your law and obey it with all our hearts. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Old Testament, Micah chapter 4 to verses 1 to 8. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's temple shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken, for all the peoples walk in each of the name of its God. But we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." Old Testament, Psalm chapter 9. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds.
I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
When my enemies turned back, they stumbled and perished before you.
For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne
giving righteousness to them.
You have rebuked the nations, and you have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their names forever and ever.
The enemies have vanished in everlasting ruins. Their cities you have rooted out. The very memory of them has perished.
But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for judgment.
He judges the world with righteousness. He judges the people with equity.
The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed. A stronghold in times of trouble.
And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion, declares his deeds among the peoples.
For he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted.
Be gracious to me, O Lord. See what I suffer from those who hate me. You are the one who lifts me up from the gates of death.
So that I may recount all your praises, and in the gates of daughter Zion rejoice in your deliverance.
The nations have sunk in the pit that they made, and the net that they hid has their own foot been caught.
The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands.
The wicked shall depart from Sheol, all the nations that forget God.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor perish forever.
Rise up, O Lord. Do not let mortals prevail. Let the nations be judged before you.
Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are only human.
New Testament, 2 Thessalonians, chapters 2, verses 13 to chapter 3, verses 15. But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, because God chose you as the first fruit of salvation, through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose, he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us so that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be glorified everywhere, just as it is among you, and that we may be rescued from wicked and evil people. For not all of them all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will go on doing the things that we command. May the Lord direct your heart to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from every brother and sister living irresponsibly and not according to the tradition that they receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not irresponsible when we were with you. And do not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But we'll toil and labor. We worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we did not have the right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command, Anyone unwilling to work should not eat. For we hear that some of you are living irresponsibly, mere busybodies, but doing any work. Now such persons we command and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. Take note of those who do not obey what we say in this letter. Have nothing to do with them, so that they may be ashamed. Do not regard them as enemies, but abolish them as brothers and sisters. New Testament, Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 79. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty favor for us in the house of the child David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us. Thus he had shown the mercy promised by the ancestors, and he remembered his holy covenant. The oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, in his presence all our days. New child will be called the prophet of Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadows of death, to guide our feet into the ways of peace. This is the word of the God.
Thanks be to God for the word to us.
Once more, let us come before God in praise as we sing the hymn, Behold the Mountain of the Lord. The words to the hymn will appear before you on the screen. Please be seated. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this morning is proclaimed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the lawn that surrounds the United Nations buildings in New York City stands a statue entitled Swords into Plowshares. The statue depicts a modern man standing with a heavy hammer raised high, poised to shatter the sword which he holds before him, braced against the ground and flexed to the point of breaking. We long for peace. As citizens of the world, we long for a day when each person will be safe and secure. And yet, if we are honest, we also know how unachievable that longing seems to be. The United Nations was a great hope for the victory of diplomacy over war at the end of the Second World War. And yet, 3 decades earlier, after the carnage of the First World War, people declared that surely that would have been the war to end all wars. And yet, in 1989, when the Berlin Wall fell, marking an end to the Cold War, there was a hope that we could turn our backs on the mutually assured destruction that had defined international relations between the two great superpowers for the entirety of the post-war period. And yet, we always seem to find a way to stumble back into a new conflict. Even as we sit here today and speak of our longing for peace, there are currently 6 major wars and a further 16 wars ongoing in our world. Now, those definitions have to do with how many people have died in the last year. But from Russia's war against Ukraine to the ongoing conflicts in Syria and Yemen to the ethnic war against the Rohingya in Myanmar to narco wars in Mexico, we name just a few of the conflicts that continue to mark the daily lives of so many people in our world. Where are we to find peace in a world such as this? This was the same question, of course, that Micah struggled with in our reading from the Hebrew Scriptures this morning. Writing at the end of the Babylonian exile, Micah seeks to answer the question, what will the future be for Judah and Israel? Who is like the Lord? That's actually what Micah's name means. Who is like the Lord? But it is also his question that he seeks to answer throughout his book. Will the children of God be able to rise to the standard of God's justice and God's peace? And as Micah writes, I think it's fair to say that the news is not good. The book of Micah is divided into 3 distinct sections, and each section contains both a pronouncement of prophetic judgment, which is then followed by the vision of hope. This structure of judgment and hope reminds the reader of Micah that we are not completely lost, that God is continually and unswervingly pursuing peace. One such vision of hope is that reading that we hear today. It is the vision of the end of time when God will come and establish his kingdom on earth. And when this happens, Jerusalem will be lifted up amongst the nations as the capital of God's kingdom, just as the people of God had known it to be the locus of God's presence throughout their history. In those days, all nations will be drawn to Jerusalem. And there, God will arbitrate between peoples and nations, and there will be peace. Peace, the type of which only God's law can give. It is within that context of this God-given peace that the nations then will be able to lay up the tools of death and destruction and transform them into implements of life and abundance. It is only then that swords will become plowshares and spears pruning hooks. Today we remember those who have gone to war and those who did not return, and those who returned broken in body, mind, or spirit as a result of the experience. We are thankful that they responded to the call to stand for the ideals that we hold dear, but we regret that they had to go at all. As a wonderful gentleman, a former congregant said to me several years ago in summarizing his military experience in the Second World War, he said, "I wouldn't have missed it for the world, but I'd never do it again." That is the experience of all too often many. They cherish the camaraderie that is part of military service or service in any organization. But in some cases, that camaraderie comes at a great cost. But we are reminded that we come this day to celebrate and to worship a God who holds out hope for us all, who invites us to place our trust in Him and to find new ways to be God's people, praying that the law of the Lord might guide us in all that we do. Therefore, as Micah concluded that reading that we read this morning, let us too pursue our lives, and let us walk in the name of the Lord and have trust in our God forever and ever. Thanks be to God. Amen. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pray your vows to the Most High. Let us now present our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. pray. Generous God, you have given us life, a place to live in, and people to live with. Open our eyes to each other and to all our brothers and sisters, especially the poor, the oppressed, and the alienated. Make us humble enough to help and comfort them, so that your love and justice and peace may come to them. We make bold to consecrate ourselves and our gifts to you and to the service of others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, you forget nothing. All the days and events which have been lived were done so under your ever-loving and all-seeing eye. You have journeyed with us and with our forebearers, and so while we must take the time to consciously remember, you do so without forgetting a moment that has been. We give thanks this day for your faithfulness to your people in every land and age, for your presence with them in the dark days that they have faced, and we come to praise you that no matter what challenges lie before us, you have promised to be with us. We acknowledge now that we have not walked the paths that lead to peace. We have hated our neighbors. We have kept hold of prejudices and assumptions that belittle others and foment division. In our thoughts, words, and actions, we have been selfish and unfeeling to the needs of others. When we have seen injustice in action, we have all too often been silent. Rather than being peacemakers, we have erred against one another and against you. Help us, O God, to be the people that you have called us to be. Forgive us of our sin, which we confess before you, entrusting in your mercy and compassion. Eternal God, your mercy renews and refreshes us. We give you thanks and praise that we are new people, entrusted to bring your peace, a peace that passes all understanding, to those we encounter each day. Bless us as we carry out this holy purpose and task. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, as together we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing praise is number 490 in the Book of Praise, God of Grace and God of Glory. The words of the hymn will also appear before you on the screen. may the God of may God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the king, the commonwealth, and all people peace and concord, and to all us and all his servants everlasting life. And the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest and abide with you all from this day forward and forevermore. Amen.